Corporate media ignore Monday's Twitter file drop exposing FBI. Intel community collusion with platform. By Wendell Hasebo on December 20, 2022. The establishment media ignored Monday's seventh Twitter file release that exposed the FBI and intelligence community's role in censoring the laptop from health story first reported in 2020 by Breitbart News' Emma Jo Morris. The Washington Post, New York Times, Politico Playbook, Politico Punchbowl News, and the Los Angeles Times all ignored the notable news Monday and into Tuesday that the FBI and intelligence community discredited factual information about Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings both after and before the New York Post revealed the contents of his laptop on October 14, 2020, according to journalist Michael Schallenberger. Breitbart News reported on Monday's Twitter files revelations the media ignored. Schallenberger revealed that there was an organized effort by representatives of the intelligence community, IC, aimed at senior executives at news and social media companies, to smear factual and accurate stories based on a hard drive belonging to Hunter Biden, which the FBI had in its possession almost a year before the Post's reporting and knew was authentic. Schallenberger details how agents outside the company worked to get Twitter management, many of whom were former agents themselves, to embrace the narrative that documents showing the Biden family earning tens of million dollars from Eastern European oligarchs and the Chinese Communist Party were part of a Russian hack and leak operation, and then censor reporting on those documents on that premise. The narrative would then also be adopted by virtually all of legacy media in the lead-up to voting day of 2020, and used to buttress their decision not to report on the material. Schallenberger writes that during all of 2020, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies repeatedly primed Yoel Roth to dismiss reports of Hunter Biden's laptop as a Russian hack and leak operation, referring to the head of trust and safety and one of Twitter's chief censors. Despite the fact that the FBI had the Biden science laptop since December 2019, and amid Roth allegedly pushing back that Twitter executives repeatedly reported very little Russian activity on the platform. The media's decision to ignore the files comes after many in the media falsely claimed Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. The false claims were predicated on the infamous and now discredited Politico story on October 19, 2020, which used dozens of former Intel officials to push a false and misleading narrative about the origins of Hunter's laptop. The discredited Politico story was published to discredit Emma Jo Morris' laptop from hell story she first broke in the New York Post just days prior. The debunked Politico headline still remains on the site. On Tuesday, former acting director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell took note of the media silence and slammed the New York Times and its reporter, Maggie Haberman, for ignoring the revelations that were dubbed Russian disinformation by many of her colleagues. Hi at Maggie Neat. Why did you fail to report on Hunter Biden's laptop in October 2020? Grenell asked Haberman. Did you or your editor believe it was Russian disinformation? And why haven't you apologized for helping Joe Biden? Benjamin Weingarten, a member of the press, also slammed the media for initially colluding with the FBI to censor the revelations from Hunter's laptop. Well, naturally, because media colluded with the FBI to suppress the true story of Hunter Biden's laptop. The influence peddling scheme under which Joe's family monetized his office, he said. This is the same as the media's suppression of the true story of Russiagate, it was in on it. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute president Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Hunter Biden is the subject of a narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was produced by the Unreported Story Society. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.